Well, hey there. Good morning. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Feels good to have me back, doesn't it? You missed me. Admit it. Admit it. You cried every night. Oh, wait, that was me. I was one that was crying every night because I missed you. I'm man enough to admit that I bawled like a baby. I was lonely because you weren't there. Made it weird. It's 7:13. We got a high of 68 today, low of 50 tonight. Sunshine coming up later on, which is good news.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, researchers at Johns Hopkins... obviously, I didn't go there. Johns Hopkins University have found that the number of teenagers who use marijuana before any other drug has nearly doubled over the past decade. It seems that young people between the ages of 12 and 21 have been convinced that alcohol and tobacco are dangerous. Marijuana, on the other hand, isn't quite as scary. So because young people aren't intimidated by weed, it has become their drug of choice. Is that new? I mean, high school, everyone smoked weed in high school. I feel like other drugs are more prevalent. I hear stories about high schoolers, you know, doing heroin and smoking crack. And it's like, good Lord. I don't think ever in high school I was like, you know what, guys? Let's go smoke some crack. I don't think that was a thing. We would all just wait for our one buddy with the crappy ditch weed that we would all try and choke down and act way higher than we were. I'm so baked, man. No, we weren't. No, we weren't, because it was ditch weed that one of my friends paid way too much for. So I don't know. It just seems weird, like it's more prevalent. I don't feel like it is, but what do I know? I'm not from Johns Hopkins University. Michael Keaton gave a commencement speech on Saturday at Ohio's Kent State University, but it's how he ended that has everyone talking. And Keaton uttered some immortal words that I know for a fact sit very well with me. Here's what he had to say.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Now, here's the only problem is that he played Batman in, what, 89 and 92. Most people there graduating were born from, like, 97 to 2000, if you think about 21 to 18-year-olds. So he was Batman before they were even a twinkle in their parents' eye. So I'm sure there was probably a lot of, like, nervous laughter, like, ha, was this guy crazy? He wasn't Batman. Was he Batman? I don't know. Let's just clap and laugh. I love Keaton Batman. I remember Keaton Batman. He was a great Batman. These kids were like, I don't know. I remember him from the other guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg as the chief. He was Birdman, right? Not Batman. Lastly, a new study found out in Norway that a lot of women use dating apps like Tinder not to find a date, but to confirm their hotness. Yep, you shallow bitches. For many women, it's all about the ego boost of someone swiping right on their pick. All right, ladies, I understand you do need to know you're pretty. And sometimes a little goes a long way. But it's so frustrating, okay? Because you call us men shallow pigs, but a vast majority of you on Tinder, on Facebook, you're just fishing. Ugh, I look so ugly in this picture, LOL. Oh, my phone accidentally snapped this pic. I'm posting it anyways, LOL. Hashtag no filter. Because you want the compliments. I would much rather have you just be honest, throw a picture up and say, don't I look nice? I really like this picture of me. Not, ugh, I'm ugly. Nobody look at this picture that I posted on social media. Come on. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?